Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, published author, and speaker. I have something on my mind, in my heart, that is so important to me that I really want to talk to you about. And it is the subject stress or stress reduction, or how does it affect your health? So I'm going to ask you, can you honestly tell me that there is not one day you are not stressing over anything, one day in your life that you have absolutely nothing that you're stressing about? Doesn't have to be much, just a little bit, just so you say, oh man, I'm stressing. I have a few questions here that people are asking me. How do I realize that I am stressed? Because some people have no clue they're stressed out, even above and beyond their recognition, and that is sad. Then they ask, what can I do about it? How can I avoid it? And those are just questions I'm being asked regularly. And I have to say, they're excellent questions. Now, you know that professionals quite often answer a question with another question. And here it goes. I ask them, do you recognize that you are starting to stress out? What are your symptoms? And what do you do about it? Do you feel or realize that it affects your health over a period of time? And the reason why I'm asking those questions is because over the last 10 years in particular, actually 40 plus years in total that I've been in the health industry, I dealt with stress in many different ways, and I learned to recognize the signs, symptoms, and how to avoid or reduce them so that I'm not stressed out anymore. By using the tips I have written in my book that is actually going to be on the Amazon bestseller campaign on June 28th, next Thursday actually, in ebook form on Kindle or computer Kindle for only 99 cents for that 24-hour period, less than a cup of coffee, I am talking about 15 short chapters on how stress affects us in different areas, from relationships to health, business, weight, children, brain, money, marriage, learning and education, values, authenticity, sleep, harmony in life, disease. And I could add a lot more, but those are the main ones that I'm focusing in this little book. I'm also sharing information from my experiences as a nurse and health practitioner. As you know, from the very beginning, I introduced myself as a certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published author. So with all those experiences together, I want to help you recognize and reduce the stress in your life. I want to give you hope. Use this information to reduce your stress and become healthier and happier. I will actually post the link and picture of the book on Facebook on next Thursday on 6/28. And if you want to be notified and are not a friend on Facebook yet, send me your email address so I can include you. Share with your friends and family. You never know how much 99 cents for that particular day only can help somebody make changes in their lives if they're open and willing. Help them live a happier, healthier, and more balanced life. And of course, can you read it in 10 to 15 minutes? It's short. It's a short version of the 101 for dummies. But instead of giving you a whole bunch of information that you don't know how to assimilate, I'm just giving you the very short version, the nitty gritty, what you really need to look at with tips and symptoms and things that you can actually pay attention to realize how you yourself can get out of stressed situations, how you can help others, and how you can give a little gift to somebody. Now, if you want to get more than one Kindle copy, you cannot do that because it's counting towards my bestseller unless you buy them for friends and family and you put it onto their Kindle as a gift, or you put in as a gift and then you can buy more than one copy. So actually, I have to say your support would be greatly appreciated because, number one, everybody needs some help in some ways. And this is actually a very inexpensive yet powerful way to do that. I want to give you the definition, actually, of what I consider that stress is. And I say stress or signs of stress can be physical, mental, or emotional. Stress can result in tension in your body, stomach aches, headaches, shoulder aches, injuries, and illness. Stress can result in depression. Stress is a reaction to the situation in which you find yourself. It's your mind and body's way of responding to negative thoughts, emotions, and situations. I'm going to give you a little bit more. Number one, physical stress occurs through exertion. It generally results in pain or stiffness. And it can be in different parts of your body. Suddenly you just feel something that you haven't felt before. And you go, where is that coming from? Why is this hurting? What have I done? Did I get injured? Well, maybe in some degree you got mentally or physically injured. Or emotionally, it doesn't even have to be a real body injury, but it can still pain. Mental stress surfaces when your brain is in overload. Have you noticed when you think of something that is really, really hard on you, you don't really want to deal with it. You know it has to be dealt with. Those things cause mental stress. And emotional stress happens when you're not in control of your circumstances. Well, what can happen there? Stress actually can impact your health and your effectiveness. Stress can cause injury, leads to depression, and can cause results in chronic disease. Those are just some of the most important things to the beginning. Signs of stress, just to mention a few. I already mentioned headaches, and then too little or too much sleep, feeling anxious or lethargic, depression, indigestion. Did you know that this can be related to stress? I say can be. I'm not a doctor. I'm not diagnosing, but I'm giving hints and ideas, remember? I was a nurse, and I'm a certified health coach, and I was a fitness trainer, so I've seen it all. Again, I'm not diagnosing, but I'm giving you something to think about. If it's not stress, and you can't identify it as such, yes, please go to the doctor and get diagnosed, because better safe than sorry is one of my mantras. 10 natural ways to lower stress. Learn simple meditation techniques, which can include guided imagery. Begin to recognize when you're holding on to stress in your body. Take a short walk outside, if possible. If you're at work, walk away from your desk for a few minutes. Listen to some calming music. Watch a favorite comedy movie. Talk to a good friend. Try to exercise regularly or do some stretching. If possible, take a short nap. Spend some time with your friend. And if none of this is possible at the situation you are, take a few deep breaths. And my strategy actually is, and I'm going to tell you first and then I'm going to demonstrate, I'm sure you can hear me on how I'm doing this. Inhale deeply through the count of four, like one, two, three, four. Then hold your breath to the count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And then exhale sharply through your mouth to the count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Reason about this technique is when you inhale through your nose to the count of four, you get oxygen in your system. When you hold your breath for 7 seconds, you accumulate all the toxins that are in your body. And you get ready for the count of eight to sharply exhale and push those out. So the toxicity goes out of your body, be it thought, be it something else. It doesn't matter. Anything that is not good for you is toxic. So let's do that all together. Let's start by inhaling to the count of four and then exhale, then holding to the count of seven and then exhaling to the count of eight. Let's start now. And then I'm totally out of breath. Those were 8 seconds, seven and four. And I feel much better already. I usually do it two or three times in a row. You don't want to get to the point where you hyperventilate. So those are just the clues that I want to give you, the pointers, and get you excited for actually a small book with a lot of value for a teeny tiny price, much less than a cup of coffee, only 99 cents for that 24-hour period. Please spread the news to your friends and family and have them purchase it too, because you never know how much it can help someone. I have told you before, I post on my window at the house that's at the street some positive thoughts, and I've had a few people already knock at my door and tell me that I just saved their lives. So I'm not saying I'm an incredibly amazing person or anything, but I'm saying it's up to us to make changes for the better, for ourselves and the people around us. And having said that, again, if we're not friends on Facebook already, you can befriend me on Facebook under Denise Thompson or Denise. You'll see it. It's the same picture, two pictures, one where I'm really heavy and one where I'm slender. That's because I learned how to live a better, happier, healthier life. And or you can send me your email address, or you can text it to me on my phone, 562-335-4956. That's again, 562-335-4956. So I can include you in my list on the 28th and send you the information on how to get the book. Between today and next week, I wish you a wonderful week. I'm going to say stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And please let me know if these shows help you any, in what way they help, how they can be improved, if you want to participate. These are all things you can get back with me on my email or on my text and voicemail. Or you can go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and connect with me via my website. All right. Until next week and my Amazon bestseller campaign day. Have a great week.